anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is Dr. Katie Meyer, here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treats. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will definitely fall in love with. It's free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. Lick and Lap is available at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in pet stores like Pet Supplies Plus. Also, Good Pets food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. If you enter the promo code PETS, P-E-T-S, in the promo box, you'll save 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Don't forget the lines are open, and we are live. So this is Talkin' Pets.
There's a special kind of doctor who can treat a cat or dog. A cockatoo that's got the flu or an not-so-jumpy frog. A well-trained veterinarian, most often called a vet, has just the skills to cure the ills of every cat. They just won't stop when a fish is all red from a belly flop. When a gerbil has germs, you can bet that pet's gonna get much better when it sees a vet. Now animals get sick, of course, the same as you and me. But the vet can make them well again and frisky as can be. So when a hard luck duck has a broken bill, when instead of a cracker, Polly wants a pill. When a mouse gets mumps, you can bet that pet's gonna get much better when it sees a vet.
Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. We want to talk to you about your pets, so the lines are open. By the way, you can also check us out on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. And at Alexa, just say CRN4, tune in. That's our network. And also, you can go to pound 250, and you can pick it up on your smartphone that way. Just follow the instructions. And also go to TalkinPets.com, our website, and click on Listen Live, and you can pick up the show that way. But once again, we want to talk with you guys and listening hopefully on your favorite radio station there in whatever town you're in. And we are live and want to talk to you about your pets, no matter if you have a dog, cat, hamster, well, maybe fish, reptiles, and so on and so forth. So Dr. Katie is going to be here with us, and she's an emergency vet, so she's the one to ask if you've got questions on medical stuff. So, Lexi, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
So,
can't complain.
What's going on in your household? You still... Now, what do you have now? You just have the corgi, right?
I have fish, too. But, yeah, I have four goldfish and the corgi.
The original parent of Richard took Richard back.
Correct, yes.
How's Richard doing with the original daddy?
He's doing great. So he
nice.
Gets a lot of time outside and a lot more attention that he needs. And honestly, my dog, Ness, my corgi, is a one-dog household. She needs one dog in her house. She needs all the attention.
She's happy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
she's so much happier.
But it's interesting because my niece Kayla, who also produces on the show, she ended up buying a new house. And I drove up there into the wilds of the country where she's at and checked out the house. My my other niece, Kristen. Kristen is in from Pennsylvania with her boyfriend, Jim. So we went up there and saw the house, and it's gorgeous, brand new development and everything. And she's got one kitty.
Mm.
And it's all gray, which I love gray kitties. I think they're gorgeous. And I'll tell you, like, the sweetest temperament on this kitten. Mm. She's almost a year. Mm-hmm. But I said to her, I said, I have one kitty outside that really could use a home. Ugh. And your kitty can use a friend. But I don't know. The boyfriend is like, no.
Oh.
But Kay is like, yes.
Yeah.
But now that's the kind of argument going on. But I think Kristen and her boyfriend, Jim, are contemplating taking the kitty back on the plane.
Aw, that'd be cute.
Yep. So, and you know what's cute. Weird, too, is like Kristen tried to pick up, you know, it's a feral kitten.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working with her, actually, with Vitacraft on trying to become more friendly to people. And she has.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. She's still skittish.
Mm-hmm.
But she's come a long way. And so Kristen tried to pick her up, and I said, don't drop her. And then all of a sudden, the kitty just jumped out of her arm. She didn't want to be with Kristen. And then all of a sudden, Jim walked over, her boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and he picked up the kitten.
Aww.
This kitten actually cuddled into his chest.
Aww.
Was, like, purring and everything else. It was like a love match from, you know, heaven took place
yeah.
between the two of them, which I thought was absolutely amazing. But, you know, the kitten's really cute, and I picked her up, and she does wiggle a little bit with me, but it was just, like, almost meant to be with Jim.
Yeah, that's good. I can't get another animal. We watch Rosie, which is my mom's wiener dog sometimes, and we just had her this past weekend, and she doesn't...
Everybody likes a wiener.
Yeah.
And those wieners are very demanding.
Oh, yeah, they're little... I call them the little leg club, because they both have short little legs, Rosie and Ness do, Wednesday. And but you can't really Ness doesn't want you to give Rosie attention. She doesn't want you to pet her. If you're trying to pet her, she tries to butt in. Like, she just needs you. I think that she is, like, neglected of attention, yet this dog gets so much attention from everybody in the house that it's like, but she needs all of it all the time, constantly. Like, she just is constantly butting in. If you even say another dog's name, she's gonna be right there at your feet.
That's kind of like my cat, Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't give anybody else loving because she's got to be part of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be on the floor and I'll play with Winter, the white cat, and all of a sudden I'll be, like, you know, using that child voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shadow just comes running over and has to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, you have your time too.
Yeah.
But back on the Dachshund, those are the German breed, and they're very, like, protective of home.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a small breed. But they act like they're, like, the size of, a Doberman or something.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a strong mentality.
She is definitely... They're big barkers. That's, like, the biggest thing. But Rosie's getting old now. She's, like, 12, maybe 11 or 12 now. So she's get all gray and stuff. And now she's actually not feeling well. My mom's been watching her over the past couple of days, and she's been, like, really lethargic and acting kind of weird. My mom did find a bite on her, so we're not sure if it's, like, a spider bite or a tick bite. It doesn't really look like a tick bite to me. And my mom didn't see a tick on her, so I'm thinking maybe more of a spider bite. So I'm hoping that she's not, like, sick.
Yeah, I definitely would check out with the vet, though, and take her in and have her looked at. But, you know, a lot of things that happen when smaller dogs get older is they still, well, kind of like humans. We feel like we're still unstoppable even at our older age. But older dogs will actually jump off beds or jump off a couch. And even though sometimes they may not show that they're hurt, they might be hurting. And that could be part of the problem. Or it could be, at that age, geriatric arthritis sets in.
That's what I said. Well, because I know that she has, genetically, I've taken her to the vet before and gotten x-rays done. Her hip bones, like, grind. So I know that she has hip problems because when she was younger, she used to jump a lot and she had, like, problems, like, it hurt and she would whine every time that she jumped. And so I ended up taking her to the vet. My mom has given her vitamins for it, but it's just, like, a genetic issue. Like, she was born with these hip bones that, like, don't go into the hip socket. So it's, like, every time she's jumping or walking, it kind of grinds. So I could totally see her getting some kind of arthritis. She's old. She's an old wiener.
Well, I know I had both of my hips replaced a year apart. One year I did the left, next year I did the right, not too long ago. And I'll tell you, big difference being able to walk and not limp. And it's, you know, it was hard with the hip problems. You're limping all the time. It hurts like you know what. And it was weird because I was able to go downstairs, like walk down staircases, but I couldn't walk up. I literally needed assistance if I had to get up a, you know, a staircase. So not far off, the same thing with animals. Sometimes they can go down, but they can't get, you know, work their way up. You know, it's difficult. Hips are really, you know, tough to work with. But older age brings arthritis on, not only for people, like I said, but for pets, too. So, but the best thing to always do is get a recommendation from the vet. But we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. We have a story from Lexi when we return. But you're listening live to Talkin' Pets.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Yes, shark sightings and encounters are reported to be on the rise, with multiple factors contributing to this trend, including increased human activity in the water, changes in water temperature due to climate change, and successful conservation effects leading to population growth. Here are the reasons for this increase. Increased human activity. More people are enjoying recreational activities like swimming, surfing, and kayaking, increasing their chances of encountering sharks. The rise in human activity in marine environments naturally leads to more interaction with sharks. Environmental factors. Warmer water temperatures, potentially influenced by climate change, are causing some shark species to expand their range and migrate to new areas. Changes in water condition can also lead to increased marine activity in specific regions. Some scientists believe sharks are returning to waters they previously frequented rather than being pushed northward by climate change. Conservation effects. Successful conservation effects have led to resurgence in shark populations, particularly for species like the great white shark. Effective fishery management has contributed to the increase in the prey base for sharks, leading to population growth. Reporting and awareness. With more people spending time in the water and using technology like smartphones and drones, shark sightings are more likely to be reported and shared, creating the impression of an increase. Increased media attention and awareness campaigns surrounding shark encounters can also lead to more reports and public concern. Mistaken identity and curiosity. Many shark bites are considered mistaken identity or curiosity, where sharks may approach humans out of curiosity or mistake them for prey. Sharks are not naturally targeting humans, and most attacks are due to these factors. I think we need a bigger boat. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Always such a fun song. I think the song would be a little more terrifying if he actually went through something like that. But that was some good points about people, because it's vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to be going on vacations. And even though a shark may not be a pet, you got to be careful not only for yourself but your pets as well when you go to like dog beaches and all. Because same thing for you. You can go out in that water and like that story that you read, there's reasons why they're more active and so on and so forth. But your dog also could have an issue, especially if you have like a, you know, one of the things we had an expert on, they were saying like if you have jewelry on that gives a reflection, it looks like fish. The same thing with your dog. If you have like a dog tag on your dog,
mm-hmm.
it could be the same thing. So it not necessarily is an attractor of sharks, but it does actually play in the part.
Oh, yeah. I go to the beach every year with my family. We have like a big family reunion kind of thing. We're there for a whole week. We go to Reddington Beach in Florida. And so we were there, this is a couple years ago now, but me and my husband were out at one of the sandbars, and we had to have been about like 50 yards off the shore. So it wasn't like terribly long, but we were pretty far out at the sandbar, and we're sitting there, and all of a sudden in the water, I see a shark. Like, it was the movement of a shark that went like in the water, like away from us. And I have never swam so fast back to shore. And now I've never worn my ring in the water ever again.
You know what's weird?
Because I was like, definitely wearing my ring.
I was picturing myself being out on that sandbar, and I don't know if I would make that big decision to swim back to the beach. I'd be like trying to flag down a boat or something. Come pick me up.
No. It wasn't that far. Like, I just took off. I just swam because it swam the opposite way. Like, it swam away from us.
Yeah, but they'll do that. They'll swim away, but then they'll swim right back. So and they're quick.
Oh, yeah. I'm guessing that it was a reef shark or nurse shark or nerf or whatever they are.
Well, the nurse sharks, you got me doing it now.
Yeah.
Nurse sharks actually aren't that bad.
Yes. You know. That's typically what we see while we're at the beach.
But the scary part is people are going on vacation. They're going to go to beaches. A lot of people like to go to warm climates, of course, and hang out at the beach and go in the water. Just, you know, keep the jewelry off and be aware of your environment. Because there are more shark attacks than ever now. There was just another guy that got his leg chomped on in, I think it was South Carolina. And he was out there with his nieces and nephews, kids and everything. And the shark went after him. But it clamped on and then clamped off and took off. But, you know, it could have been a lot more dramatic.
Well, my big thing, too, is that this is where they live. So right. We constantly will say, oh, it's shark-infested water. It's not. It's human-infested water, and we're infesting the waters more. So to sit there and say that these sharks are doing anything wrong is inaccurate, in my
100%.
Opinion.
No, I absolutely agree.
Because they're just doing what they know to do. We're going into their homes. Like, if you said that, like, it was land-infested sharks,
that would be different.
That would be terrifying. But saying that it's shark-infested water, that's where they live.
But it's that way with any kind of animals. I mean, all of a sudden, when people move into an environment and they start building new homes and everything and new mm-hmm. businesses and in like the wilderness or whatever, then all of a sudden you have, you know, we're having that incident here in the state of Florida, black bears and attacking people and all, or going into people's garbage or even knocking on their front door. Mm-hmm. That's been done as well. And people get upset, then they want to kill the bear, which the state of Florida, I think, is going to reenact, or they're trying to reenact the bear hunt again. But it's like we keep building into their environment, and then we complain about
them being there.
Right, 100%. But anyway,
let the games begin.
If you can name this creature, we're going to set you up with a prize. You can go with a dog book or a cat book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. You can take it with you anywhere. We have Vitacraft. We have Lick and Lap, which is totally famous. It's the creamy paste in the pouches. And then we have the purr sticks that you break apart and give to your cats as treats. We have Good Pets Foods, and you get a variety of daily probiotic hip and joint plus and the multivitamin to try for your pets. So they're treats, but they're also supplements. And we have the frog. Is that, Lexi, is that earrings? It's earrings and a pin. So you can go with that. Nope, they're over here.
Oh.
Yeah, earrings and a pen. If you like frogs, it's really cute. So you can go with that. So there's choices to pick from if you can identify this creature. What creature makes that sound? If you know the answer, pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can be a winner of a prize. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Give us a call and play the game. This is Talkin' Pets.
When it seems your friends desert you, there's somebody thinking of you.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle welcomed animals that were recently seized from an Oregon wildlife and safari park during an animal neglect investigation. The zoo has taken in 3 llamas and 6 African crested porcupines after West Coast Game Park and Safari in Bandon, Oregon, was raided by police on May 18th. And had 322 animals seized and 3 euthanized as part of the suspected neglect case. The animals will receive care and housing at the Woodland Park Zoo as the animal neglect case continues to move forward. Standard procedure for new animals will have the llamas and porcupines under veterinary observation and quarantine. The llamas will be quarantined together in a grassy yard near the wildlife theater and may be visible to guests on the main loop path. The porcupines will be quarantined together in a habitat out of public view. Woodland Park Zoo is only temporary for these animals, and a permanent home for them will be determined after the conclusion of the case. 2 Woodland Park Zoo Animal Care Team staff members traveled to Oregon twice to transport the llamas and the porcupines to their temporary home in Seattle. The zoo is a member of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, AZA, which accredits organizations that meet the highest standards of animal care. Additionally, Woodland Park Zoo joined a new partnership with the Wildlife Confiscation Network, created by the AZA to support federal agencies seizing trafficked wildlife, making it a trusted animal care facility that can provide immediate housing for confiscated animals like the llamas and the porcupines. The Oregon Humane Society continues to update information on the ongoing case. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Pigeons sneak aboard a Delta airline plane, delaying the flight twice. The airline confirmed that the pigeons got aboard a flight that was leaving Minneapolis for Madison, Wisconsin. A passenger who shot video of another man using his jacket to capture one of the birds told news outlets that the plane had to return to the gate twice because of the birds flying around the cabin. Tom Caw says the first bird was captured by a ground crew. The second time, a passenger stepped in. Pilot said when he radioed the control tower about us coming back due to a pigeon, the guy said that was a first for him. Pilot told him it was the second time for him, the first being half an hour earlier, Kaw said. Delta said in a statement that the flight was delayed 56 minutes by the avian stowaways. Delta appreciates the careful action of our people and our customers to safely remove two birds from the aircraft prior to departure, and we apologize to our customers for the delay in their travel, the airline said. It wasn't the only time an animal disrupted a Delta flight over Memorial Day weekend. A flight from Detroit to Los Angeles diverted to Minneapolis on Monday night after a dog in the cabin got sick. A veterinarian who was aboard helped care for the dog before the decision was made to divert the flight, and a medical team met the plane at the gate. That led to a 2.5-hour delay. The safety of our customers and people comes before everything else out at Delta. That's why Delta Flight 694 diverted to MSP to ensure a cabin pet that became ill received proper care, a Delta spokeswoman said in a statement. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
She doesn't want to fly because she wants to fly on a plane and let the plane fly. So, hey, by the way, this is the animal sound. If you can name what creature makes this sound, we're going to set you up with a prize. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So I have to say, so Dr. Katie just walked in the studio, and it was the weirdest thing because Lexi and I are in the studio here. We have our headsets on and everything, so we didn't hear the door. But all of a sudden, Shadow, my little diva cat, my black cat here, must have heard the door. So immediately, the entire time we're on the air, because Katie was running a little bit late, which is fine, of course. But the thing is that the point of the story is she was on the floor. She was over here by me. She was not in that chair one bit until she knew that you were coming in. And as soon as she heard that door, she jumped in that chair. And what happened when you walked in to move her?
She hissed at me.
She did. She is so controlling over that chair during showtime. Like during the week, she's hardly in it, if at all.
Well, John, just teach her to be your co-host.
I'm telling you, if I can get her to talk, I wouldn't have to do a radio show or anything. I'd be taking her on America's Got Talent. Yeah. I'd be winning that $1 million. So I got to ask, I mean, we were just talking about a plane trip. So I know you travel quite a bit. Where were you at last now?
Well, I did a river cruise in Europe in December for the Christmas markets.
Well,
that was
cool.
The last overseas trip I did. Yes.
Where in Europe?
We started out in Budapest and then got on the river boat and went to Bratislava. I think we had 3 or 4 stops in Austria. We went to Vienna. We ended up going.
The hills are alive with the sound.
We had a Sound of Music tour, and was at Salzburg.
Did you actually go to, like, I don't know, in the movie? I don't even know if that was real or not, but the movie's great. But there was like a cemetery where. Is that real?
Well, the monastery is up on the hill. I did not climb the hill to go to the monastery.
So you didn't get to see
and
that part?
Actually, I think the cemetery was staged. It wasn't actually there.
But what about where they sang on stage and all the guards were there and stuff? That's real.
Yes, it is real. I didn't see that. But we did go to the garden where they did the Do-Re-Mi song
around
the fountain.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that was cool.
Now that Lexi actually saw it, we picked on her because she never saw the Sound of Music.
Yeah, I've seen it now.
Yeah, it's a great movie. I mean,
I watched it when I came home.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, it's just the perfect movie for families to watch.
Yes.
Other than that blow up, kill me kind of thing going on. But so, yeah, did you see any kind of animal things when you were like out there?
No.
Did you see pets a lot? People with pets or no?
That's the nice thing about Europe is even we took some. So we were on the river cruise for 7 days, but we spent a couple of days in Austria and back in Germany by ourselves, and we took trains around. And dogs are allowed on the trains, and nobody, you know, thinks twice about it. There were a lot of dogs up and down the streets, very well trained.
So yeah. What do you think about the story that Lexi just read, that they actually diverted a plane because a dog got sick on the plane?
I never heard of that. I think that's wonderful that they did that.
Like, we think it's wonderful, but if you were sitting on that plane with people, you know, a 2.5 hour delay, they would be like, you know, pitchforks and torches.
Unless they were pet owners themselves, right. And then they would have said...
They would have thought differently.
I would have wanted that for my pet.
Yeah. No, yeah. I agree. I mean, I don't know. Lexi, you're just like being very quiet. I'm thinking, are you disagreeing?
No.
Oh, okay. So, but yeah, no, I thought it was kind of cool, and it was a cool story. Pigeons on a plane, though. Have you ever been on a plane where you've seen kind of weird things?
How did pigeons even get in the cabin of the plane? They flew in with the passengers? How does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know, unless... Maybe even the plane is sitting, they have the doors open, and they got on a plane or something.
I'm guessing because it happened twice, somebody had pigeons that they were transporting with them.
And they didn't
want
to claim them?
Maybe not, or they...
Could have gotten in trouble if they didn't claim...
I just feel like how could you get away with that twice? If they came back, they got the one pigeon, and then they took off, and there was still another pigeon in there. It just seems like somebody brought a pigeon on the plane.
Well...
All right, ladies, let's play ball.
The game is on, so you got to name this creature, and it's not a pigeon. Although it is a bird.
I think I know what it is.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. If you know what creature that is, give us a call, and you can win a prize. We do have dog books, cat books, the... Water bowl, collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have cat treats from Vitacraft. We also have dog treat supplements from Good Pets Foods. And we do have earrings. And do you see the earring and the frogs? That's kind of cute.
Oh, that is so cool.
And we do have that if you want to go with that as well. Oh, and we do have keychains by Silly Beads by Kayla. And one's a dog mom. And the other one is...
Cat mom.
So you can go with the cat mom or you can go with the dog mom. Check these out. Kayla's been making these now, and she does them for sports, and she also does pens, and she does, like, the clips for if you're at a convention. She does those, and it's all with the silly beads and everything. You can check them out on my website at talkingpets.com, but you can go with the keychain if you want, which is really cute. More for women than it is for men, I think. Although, you know, you never know. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. If you know what creature makes that sound, I don't think it's that difficult. Do you know what it is?
I think I do.
We were talking about sharks earlier.
Does it live in Florida?
Yes. But there are in other areas of the country.
Yes.
But I've seen, like, Nat Geo with Shark Week. I've seen these things, like, fly onto the water and just, like, kind of floating there on the water, and a shark comes up and takes them under.
Snacks.
So... You know, I kind of thought it was a good tie-in with the shark story earlier. But, yeah, we were talking about sharks and people going on vacation now for the summer and all.
Shark Week's coming up.
It is.
Sometime this summer. I think it'd probably be in July. That's when it normally is, I'm pretty sure.
Those are probably, like, one of my scariest parts is now being in the water because there is more shark attacks now. And just being there in the water and being a meal. It would be so fast, so quick. And with my luck, it would happen.
With your luck, it wouldn't be fast and quick.
You know, no, I'd suffer quite a bit beforehand. But, yeah, you just got to be careful in what you're doing. And you know, but a lot of beaches don't have those, I want to say bodyguards, but the...
Lifeguards.
Lifeguards.
Yeah.
You don't see them in a lot of beaches anymore.
I went to Destin 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Okay. How was that?
I missed the show because I was in Destin for the week. I've never been to the Panhandle.
Beautiful?
Yes.
I heard.
And the sand the sand on Clearwater Beach is beautiful, but if you stand in the water, it's like quicksand.
This is Talkin' Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting, more social engagement and less social media? And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends,
and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
Hong Kong's first locally born giant pandas have finally been named and introduced as Jia Jia and Day Day. The names of the cubs, affectionately known as Elder Sister and Little Brother, were announced Tuesday in a ceremony at Ocean Park, the theme park housing them, their parents, and two other giant pandas that arrived from mainland China last year. The names were the winning suggestions from residents in a naming contest that drew more than 35,700 entries. Wow. The Chinese character Jia from the female cub's name, Jia Jia, carries a message of support and features an element of family and a sense of auspicious grace. The name embodies the prosperity of families and the nation and the happiness of the people, the park said. The Chinese character D from the male cub's name means to succeed, carrying the connotation that Hong Kong is successful in everything. D also has the same pronunciation as the Chinese character for virtue, the park said, suggesting giant pandas possess virtues cherished by Chinese people. Ocean Park Chairman Paolo Pong said they followed tradition by using Mandarin pronunciation for the pandas' English names. He said, Jia sounds like a word in the Cantonese term for elder sister, while Day Day sounds a bit like the Cantonese phrase for little brother. Cantonese is the mother language of many Hong Kongers. It's a very positive pair of names, he said. We have to be a bit creative here with the names. The twins' birth in August made their mother, Ying Ying, the world's oldest first-time panda mom. Their popularity among residents, visitors, and on social media raises hopes for a tourism boost in the city, where politicians touted the commercial opportunities as the panda economy. Observers are watching whether housing six pandas helps the park revive its business, especially when caring for the animals in captivity is expensive. Ocean Park recorded a deficit of 71.6 million Hong Kong dollars, 19.2 million last financial year. The park recorded a nearly 40% growth in visitor flow and 40% increase in overall income during a five-day holiday beginning May 1 in mainland China, said Pong, who hopes the growth momentum will continue through the summer, Halloween, and Christmas seasons. Pandas are considered China's unofficial national mascot. The country's giant panda loan program with overseas zoos has long been seen as a tool of Beijing's soft power diplomacy. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Katie Meyer.
Panda, panda. Hey, pick up the phone. Give us a call. You've got a couple minutes left before the top of the hour to win a prize if you know what bird this is. And yes, it's a bird. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. When you call in, you'll speak with Sydney. She'll put you on the air with us. You can answer the question, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So during the break, Lexi, our producer, showed Dr. Katie a bite on her dog. Any idea of possibilities? And how do people know to find that or look for it? Like, especially on long-haired dogs, wouldn't that be difficult to find, like,
Yes.
I mean,
very
that was a
difficult.
Wiener dog. That
yeah,
was, you
with
know,
short hair.
Yeah.
Easy to see.
But on longer haired animals, it's more difficult to find a tick or a spider or whatever
yeah.
it could be.
So ticks are a little bit easier to find because they typically hang out in places where the hair is shorter, even on long-haired dogs, like in between the toes and around the ears. So places that are easier to find them.
Why is that, that they hang out in those areas?
Good question, John. I don't have that answer.
Maybe because...
Maybe it's easier to find the skin where they can bite.
That could be. Or more susceptible because ticks, don't they, like if they're not on the ground level, they like to hang out on the tops of like tall grass.
Right.
So maybe that's why it gets into the ear area first.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know one time when I had my dog, I went out walking with her and she got covered with ticks.
Wow.
And I was trying to get them off with like a comb brush and I did get them off and I don't think she got bit at all because she was fine. But what happens when a dog is bit by a tick? I mean... Is it downhill from there, or
no? Not all ticks carry disease. Oh. We're worried about things like Lyme's disease, and we don't see Lyme's disease very often here in Florida. But there are.
I know
diseases.
It was like a Northeast thing.
Okay. Yeah. The Lyme's disease is in the Northeast.
Yeah. I mean, that's where most of the cases were. Now with climate change and everything and getting warmer, they're starting to see them more in different environments, like from the Northeast, but. It's weird because, yeah, in Florida, maybe it's just too hot. But up there, it's like in the summer months, it's quite prevalent in the Northeast.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you know, up in Greenwich, Connecticut, and those areas.
Yep.
But, by the way, give us a call, 818-818-6401. I guess nobody knows what this was. I mean, it wasn't a difficult... Do you know what that is?
I don't know. Is it a seagull? Is it a gull? Of some type?
No.
Game over. It was a seagull.
Oh.
So, 818-818-6401, that is the number to call at all times. So, during this season when, I mean, it's been hot, and a lot of states around the country are getting more hotter temperatures, which means there's going to be more flea cases, and also means that there's going to be, well, in certain areas, like I said, they're spanning out ticks and all. They need to put their pets on a preventative, correct?
Correct. Actually, in the UK, they're finding problems, though, with the preventive that's being used for fleas and ticks on dogs routinely in the UK, getting found in drinking water and things like that.
I've heard about that, actually.
Yeah.
You know, we're slowly killing ourselves.
If you live in an area where ticks are known to be a problem, 100%. Use the preventive.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. But I personally don't use flea and tick prevention on my cats and dogs because I don't have a problem with fleas or ticks in the environment that I'm living in, and I'm lucky.
Spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.